Hi, and good afternoon. I'm Dirk Nayden, owner of Lakes FM Radio. As you've been hearing us talk, with a recent government shutdown putting a spotlight on food insecurity everywhere and here at home in the Lakes region, we thought it would be a good idea to get this information out to you for those in need and for those who need to know about food insecurity right here in the Granite State. So, with a program I'm sure you'll be very interested to hear, it's my pleasure to introduce Lakes FM's afternoon personality and host, Heather Bishop.
5.5% of the New Hampshire population uses and relies upon SNAP to eat every single day, including 12.9% in the city of Laconia alone. That's over 2,000 people in Laconia relying on SNAP benefits. And they're not the only town affected. Franklin has over 1,000. Meredith has almost 400. Tilton has 10.3% of its population who are on SNAP benefits. And that's based on 2024 enrollment figures. Now, we're lucky here in the state of New Hampshire. We have one of the lowest rates in the country of residents on SNAP. But still, that's 75,700 people on SNAP as of May of 2025. The second least in New England, second only to Vermont. And the benefit really isn't that high. Imagine trying to feed yourself on only $170 a month, which is the SNAP benefit for New Hampshire residents. And that's one of the lowest in the country. Lakes Media has decided that this is something that needs to be talked about. And so I reached out to a number of food insecurity programs in the state of New Hampshire. And let's start with the New Hampshire Food Bank. I've got Nancy Millett on the phone with me from the New Hampshire Food Bank. Now, Nancy, you see the need throughout the state.
We do. We are the only food bank in New Hampshire. So we are providing food to all 10 counties.
That's a big space.
It is.
Have you seen an uptick in those who are needing assistance?
I believe we certainly have. We're a food bank, so we are bringing in food and other resources and then distributing those out to our partner agencies, such as food pantries, soup kitchens, after-school programs, senior programs, etc. That's our primary function.
So you're like the big pantry that littler organizations go to. You're almost like the grocery store for the smaller food kitchens and things.
That's a good analogy. We're providing about 60% of the food that our partner agencies are using. So we have more than 400 partner agencies throughout the state.
Wow, that is a lot.
It is a lot.
Have you seen an increase in donations?
Unfortunately, no, but people have been very generous. Because of some of the federal cutbacks, we lost some funding. We do have SNAP outreach that we do, and because that will be changing, and we're not sure exactly how that's going to change, but we anticipate between the SNAP funding cuts and Medicaid that there will be more people in need. Currently in New Hampshire, there are about 1 in 9 people who are food insecure. 1 in 7 of those are children 18 and under.
That is a lot of hungry bellies in our state.
That information comes from, we are a member of Feeding America. So they are the national organization that there are about 200 food banks in the country that belong to them. So they put out a Map the Meal Gap study each year in the spring. And unfortunately, the numbers that they're using are from data that they've gotten through USDA and, you know, census and whatnot. So those numbers are actually from 2023.
They're as good as we can get right now, but they're not up to date.
Correct.
For people who don't know, what is SNAP?
SNAP is food stamps. So it was food stamps for years. It's now called Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
And there are restrictions on what you can purchase with that SNAP benefit, right?
Correct. So SNAP benefits will support food items, but you cannot buy any non-food items, such as personal care items, toiletries, etc. Folks still need those, and those are very expensive items.
It's not cheap getting deodorant or shampoo or toothpaste.
Correct.
I think a lot of people have a misconception that someone on a SNAP benefit could use that for junk food or cigarettes, and that's not the case.
Oh, yeah, that's not the case. We run a program that's called SNAP Incentives. Farmers markets and some small independent grocery stores in the state are partner agencies for this. And folks can use their SNAP benefits at these participating locations to receive 50% increase in purchasing power for fruits, vegetables. So it's very cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great idea. But if you can go to a local farmer's market and you can get the freshest local stuff and it's very affordable with your benefit, that's going to encourage you.
Right. And it also is helping our local New Hampshire farms.
Now, I heard that we don't have a ton of farms in New Hampshire. That is one of the problems with the fresh fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how many farms there are in New Hampshire. We partner with farms. We have another program that's called New Hampshire Feeding New Hampshire, and we have been able to receive funding. That was one of the funding sources that we lost in the early spring. We get funding that we then provide to our partner agencies, or we purchase in bulk. We tell the farmer that we would like them to grow this crop for us, and the funding is to support protein, dairy, produce, and fruits from local farms. So you're getting the freshest, most nutrient-dense fruit and supporting your local farmers.
I mean, that's just a simple win-win right there.
Right.
The New Hampshire Food Bank also has mobile food banks that go throughout the state, right?
We have mobile food pantries, yes, that's correct. We're doing about one of those a week right now.
And are you seeing lines there?
Yes. How those work is they're sponsored. And we identify communities within the state that have low resources, high food insecurity needs. And then we will work with a local agency within that community, find a location that will support a drive-through model, and we schedule a date and time, and we arrive with boxes of shelf-stable food and boxes of produce. And people line up sort of like you're going to be getting onto a ferry, and you drive up. We ask how many families you're picking up for, and you can pick up to three, and we load your car up and off you go.
Now, are these individuals that can do that?
Individuals can do it. Families can do it. Anyone that is in need can do it.
Oh, that's amazing. Is there a website where people can see the upcoming calendar?
It's nhfoodbank.org.
So can people also go and donate at that website?
Absolutely, they can. There is a link at the top of our website that is donate.
And the website one more time?
It is nhfoodbank.org.
And of course, there are a number of local food pantries in the area, including the Salvation Army in Laconia, Twin Rivers Food Pantry, the St. Vincent de Paul in Laconia, Life Ministries in Wolfboro, the Tilton Northfield Congregational Church, and many, many more. To find one near you, all you have to do is Google local food pantries near me. One of the big things that I really wanted to focus on was that when we think of food insecurity, of course, we think about children and young families. But someone who often gets overlooked are our disabled and senior citizens. And coming up, I'm going to talk with an organization that volunteers to drive people who cannot drive themselves to the store to go and get their food and their SNAP benefits. I'm going to be speaking with Catherine from Interlakes Community Caregivers, and I'll be talking with someone who actually is on SNAP. Stay tuned. It's Lakes Region Community Forum, Focus on Food Insecurity.